In an age of dwindling newspaper subscriptions and newsrooms paring down the number of reporters on staff, our next guest says we can't just leave the survival of good journalism to the market.
So he has an idea, a Wisconsin public newspaper paid for by taxpayer money and private donations.
Dave Cheslevich joins us now. He writes the Citizen Dave blog for the Madison website, Isthmus. Dave, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So Dave, why do we need a Wisconsin public newspaper?
Well, you know, an informed public is crucial to a healthy democracy. And the most fundamental thing about having an informed public is to have strong daily newspapers. And unfortunately, what we've seen in the past couple of decades in this country is a steady dwindling of newspapers, daily newspapers. One estimate is that one-fifth of all journalists who were employed 10 years ago are no longer working at newspapers. And we've seen this in Wisconsin with the loss of the Milwaukee Sentinel, folded into the Journal Sentinel now. The Cap-Times in Madison is a shadow of what it once was, no longer publishes a daily newspaper. And so my argument is that because journalism is so important to a healthy democracy, we should look at some other models that have been successful. And, you know, I'm on one right now. Wisconsin Public Radio is a great source of reliable information. It's funded by a mix of public support, whether that be from the government or private individuals and a variety of other sources. And it works. It works very well. And I just wanted to throw out a provocative idea. This isn't a business plan. I can't answer all the details on how it might work, but I do think it's time for us to start looking at new models.
Well, speaking of new models, there are alternatives to newspapers. There are blogs. There are television shows. There's radio stations. Why not lean more on those if people are expressing a preference through the market not to buy and read newspapers?
Sure, and those all can be sources of information. But I write a blog, and I know that I couldn't write that blog, the Citizen Dave blog, without the kind of real journalism that gets produced every day in places like Wisconsin Public Radio and frankly, in what remains of the daily newspapers. I read those newspapers every day. I read the New York Times, and it's the information I glean from those sources that allows me to opine in my blog, but I do very little in the way of actual reporting of news, and so it concerns me a little bit that people, I wouldn't want my blog to be a news source, a primary news source for my readers. I hope that people have already read the story that I'm commenting on, and then they can read what I write about it and take it with a grain of salt, agree, not agree, whatever. But so much of what we have today falls in the category of commentary or in the category of entertainment. And what we're lacking is hard, objective, traditional news.
And do you think people in Wisconsin or any state, that matter, facing a similar situation with its newspapers would be willing to step up and help fund a public newspaper?
Well, again, you know, I didn't intend this to be a specific proposal with a business plan intact. And I know that given this current legislature and their cuts to Wisconsin Public Radio and television, that this particular government, state government, isn't likely to do that. But 37% of Wisconsin Public Radio's funding comes from listeners. And so some sort of arrangement where people could subscribe to a publicly owned entity that would have as its first mission providing good, solid information, journalism in the best sense, I think is doable, whether or not it's actually just like Wisconsin Public Radio or not.
Dave, can you point us to other models that are similar that might point the way for an idea like this, a public newspaper?
Sure. I mean, there's a number of them. They don't quite reach the level of what I had in mind. But take, for example, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Now, that's funded through grants and foundations. Both the State Journal and the Cap-Times Foundations have, to their credit, supported that service. But that works more like the AP Wire, for example. So they provide content that newspapers can pick up, but it's not a newspaper in its own right. They do very good work in investigative journalism. It's funded, again, through foundations. It's not a pure market model, but it does provide some of the content that I have in mind for this kind of daily publication.
Now, in your piece, you lament a bit the loss of some veteran reporters in the Madison area where you live. Do you think having a public newspaper could theoretically give people like that a home and more job security?
I think so. I know an awful lot of good journalists who are no longer writing news. They've gone to public relations or they're doing something else entirely, not because they didn't love journalism, but because they simply couldn't make a living in that profession. And again, as I think I mentioned earlier, something like one-fifth of all journalists who were employed 10 years ago are no longer working. So when you've got a newsroom, and I think the newsrooms here in Madison actually have been hit much harder than that, but when you have a newsroom that's at least 20% smaller than it was 10 years ago, obviously that's fewer people that you can send to all kinds of public meetings and events and do investigative reporting. It just means that we know a lot less about our communities, about our local governments, about all kinds of things going on. That is dangerous, frankly. If an uninformed electorate is going to be an electorate that is easily led astray.
Have you gotten any response to your piece? People who sought you out and said, that's a great idea. Maybe we do need to look at something like that.
Yeah, I got that response, and I got other responses. some of both. I mean, some folks, you know, the criticism. I mean, some folks compared my idea to Pravda, that was the mouthpiece of the Soviet government. But that's obviously not what I have.
Sorry, Dave, I think we're losing you there. I think we're going to have to say goodbye, but we got a lot in there. Thank you so much for joining us, Dave. That was Dave Cheslevich. He writes the Citizen Dave blog for the Madison website Isthmus. He joined us to talk about a recent column that he wrote expressing his idea that in an era of struggling newspaper subscriptions, some veteran journalists leaving the field, that maybe, he thinks, the time has come for a public newspaper.